indaba zethu lela kokuzilalela ebulenjini ku www.
Ola Zimbabwe moshe muri Zimbabwe lingali chona njani chagaza moshe Zimbabwe moshe wongu mundo ngena yoku shelo sa kwa mkenda ku shelo chisam kamchira nchono kwa shelo chewe chipiki muri Zimbabwe kwazwai to everybody tuning in right now, welcome to the Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Muri Zimbabwe, we're coming to you from my apartment on Tuesday the 1st of March 2022. I'm your host Mike Ole. Once again, wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo, if you're just joining us right now, welcome to the Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. Tonight on the Connection, we continue talks about the March 26th by-elections and, of course, a focus on Zimbabwe's voter registration program. Here we're particularly zoning in on youth participation in Zimbabwe's voter registration program. Now, unfortunately, Muri Zimbabwe, uhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo nathi isihloko sethu sebeki, tonight's program is a pre-recorded broadcast. What this means is you, our loyal listeners, will not be able to call in live. What this means is as we're broadcasting on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona Ganyelabu, VOA Studio 7, please go ahead and give us your feedback on our three Facebook pages so you can give us your comments in the comment section. And of course, most importantly, you can share the program. For our YouTube fanatics, we're also broadcasting on YouTube as we speak. The official page is at VOA Zimbabwe. For those that like watching this program on our websites, we're also broadcasting on our web pages as we speak at www.voa.com, www.voazimbabwe.com and at www.voashona.com. So I'm going to talk to you in the comment section. The heart button, do not forget to press the heart or the like button so that we see chokwadi muri Zimbabwe. Tonight on the Connection, we're together like so here on a live talk at the Connection. But now let's delve into tonight's discussion. As usual, first up, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent statistics released by Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 236,380 cumulative COVID-19 cases, 226,394 recoveries, and 5,395 deaths. Now, last night alone, Zimbabwe recorded 405 new cases, 325 recoveries, and one death. To date, when we're talking about the amount of people who have taken the COVID-19 vaccine, 4,357,858 people have taken their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. The amount of people that are fully vaccinated in Zimbabwe as we speak, 3,393,674. Those are the amount of people that are fully vaccinated. So just to give you the figures one more time, the amount of people that have taken the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, 4,357,858. And the amount of people that are fully vaccinated that have taken both the first and the second jab, 3,393,674. So that gives us the latest statistics released by Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health and Childcare that are COVID-19 related. Welcome to the Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Shout out to Mr. T. Daira. Swa. Indeed, Daira. Just Signal. They're partnering up with Roots Africa for that important COVID 19 message. We are showing in Bellas Uganda Bota. Hi. Kezani Zantan. Kezai Maoko. Muria Zimbabwe. Kezai Maoko. Kezani Zantan. COVID 19. Iko Naguli Kini Suguti. Yabulali COVID 19. And COVID 19. Chirwere. Chino Uraya. Garai Moshi Sanitizer. Gara unekako tasanitiza. Ne kanoraya virus. Shout out there to Mr. Tiraida for that amazing message. But now to delve into tonight's discussion, Muriel Zimbabwe, as I mentioned earlier on, Natsum Churongachevich Niki Namchanyo Uselo, we focus on the March 26th by elections and Zimbabwe's voter registration program. Now, March 26th will witness Zimbabweans taking to the polls in attempt of filling vacant posts that are there in public office. Here we're talking about parliaments and, of course, local councils. Now, what a lot of people have failed to understand is, to begin with, what is a by-election and why are these elections so important? Now, for those that do not know, by-elections are not for everybody. By-elections are only there to, once again, fill the vacant posts that are there in parliament and in local council, which all came about due to the recalls that have happened over the years. So people who are residents of those areas are going to be taking to the polls to have their voices heard in terms of them picking whoever is going to be representing them, be it in parliaments or be it in local council, up until the 2023 general elections. But now, before we head over to our expert who's going to be explaining more in terms of why these by-elections are so important, what a by-election is, and the importance of voter registration, I want to head over to a clip whereby Zimbabweans are talking about whether or not they believe that young people are ready to vie for public office, whether or not young people are ready to occupy our public office. Here we're talking about the office of the presidency, we're talking about parliament, we're talking about local council. So let's head over to that clip, and when we come back, we're going to delve deeper into these sentiments that are echoed by Zimbabweans with our experts.
I don't have a proper answer for young leaders. Nekuti my young leaders, we are going to have to go to the house. That's point number one. My leaders are my guru food. I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the house. So I don't believe the young or elders. I don't believe them. That's my answer.
I think we will just say it. The age is just a number. It's the most qualified. In other words, we want the experience. At the same time, we want current knowledge of systems and applications of all those systems. So we want a technically savvy person. At the same time, we want somebody who understands human nature and who can manage and who can handle human needs. With a compassionate heart. So it's both depending on their inclination and their qualification.
The world is changing, and it needs someone who understands us, the youth, you know, to hear us out and voice our concerns, our worries, our... Yeah, so I believe that definitely it needs a young person to bring democracy to our country.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, you're hearing there, those are some of the people on the streets that spoke to our Voice of America. Bekhuluma imibono yabo ngalolu daba ukuthi bona babona ngani abantu abasakhulayo sebelungiselele na ukuthatha umbuso, entering leadership positions. He was talking about council, we're talking about the office of the presidency, and of course, most importantly, we're talking about local office. So they're speaking there for themselves, Maria Zimbabwe. What are your thoughts? Please do write in the comments section. Don't forget, as we speak, we're broadcasting on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and of course, VOA Debele. So, Linga Koshu, Farama Lights, Ama Hats, Jalo Fiktiz, and La Peru Paluti Share, so that's one of the Mbele and Bella Sisonke, which are the little Abasakulayo, Palani Jalo, Imigun and Bukasle Tru, and VOA Studio 7, VOA Debele Ganyla, VOA. To the VOA Shona, like we said, as a corner. So, Maria Zimbabwe, let's now delve into tonight's discussion with our expert who's going to be joining us. I spoke to Ashley Punye, who is the Chief Secretary of Citizens Manifesto, which is a community-led group that focuses on several community issues, several citizens' issues in Zimbabwe. Ashley Punye is a young person, a young rights expert, a human rights defender who talks to me more about the importance of these by-elections. He explains what by-elections are, and of course, we touch on the discussion of whether or not young people are ready to occupy public office. So let's head over to that discussion that I had with Ashley.
The by-elections, I think they are a continuous reflection of what the citizens of Zimbabwe want. You know, the recalls that happened that, you know, rendered Parliament, you know, dysfunctional, is, you know, that Parliament hasn't been fully functional because of these by-elections. There are a lot of vacancies which, you know, express leadership vacuum in terms of clearly articulating the issues of the country, in terms of clearly bringing in the voices of the masses of the people. Mm-hmm. So I think bringing in the by-elections is important so that the voice of the people is recognized, the voice of the people is taken to those legislative levels where people can start to articulate, where people can start to air out their views on all platforms of government. So this is very necessary. And as young people, I think we should be participate fully in terms of shaping, you know, how this is being done.
Mm-hmm. So now, whilst the discussion of young people, Buddha, you know, I'm really curious. I've been blessed with the opportunity to speak to so many young people who are going to be vying for public office, especially in the by-elections. Yeah. What do you take from this, seeing the increase of young people vying for public office in Zimbabwe?
Well, yeah, I think it's a reflective of the future. I think the young people are the future. And it's that eagerness and hunger for people who really want the future to take shape now. So having a lot of young people is really, you know, a message to the old that the young is coming, the young is ready, the young has been prepared to take, you know, these spaces. So it's also a time when new ideas come in. As you know, the world is the global revolution happening in terms of technology, in terms of, you know, ideas that are evolving each time. So each generation has got its own leaders, and the generational leaders are taking up the spaces to lead. So I think it's the conscience of the moment that is being defined. Even in a new wave of a generation coming in to take these spaces, I think it's something that, you know, it's applausible, but something that is expected, because it's natural leadership that is coming in to take in the natural space of the natural time. So I think it's non-questionable. The young people must take over, the young people must take charge and lead this current context that we are living in, because the old, they've done their part. Mm-hmm. But now is the time for the new to continue where the old is, where the old has come to. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, yeah, these young candidates are a reflection of where we are going, mm-hmm. a reflection of what the citizens want at the moment. Mm-hmm. Because if you go around and speak to a lot of people, as you have said that you've spoken to a lot of candidates, mm-hmm. you realize that most people are mainly talking about young people coming in. They now need change. It's a question of change, which is something that you cannot stop. Mm-hmm. Change is something that we need in this country. And change can also come in form of leadership. So we need an ultimate change renewal, ultimate leadership renewal. which will front in young people and letting them take those spaces.
Now, whilst on that discussion, of course, we also have several reporters that have taken to the streets of Zimbabwe speaking to several people who are, I guess, formulate the electorate. And yes, they've all given several different mixed reviews and outlook on what kind of candidate they'd want between, I guess, someone of an older generation versus someone of a younger generation. Now, some of them have said, you know, like the traditional, oh, I like them older because they know the history of the country and they feel as though they have better leadership skills. Some have expressed disappointment in both generations, the young and the old, saying, you know what, they've just really written off the Zimbabwean politics. They feel as though the young are constantly being used for violence, for example.
Yeah.
And then some have said they want young because they feel as though young is a representation of who they are. What do you think young leaders in Zimbabwe need to do to get rid of that mantra that they always use for violence and also to instill confidence that they that people can have faith in them in terms of leadership?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. But I just want to demystify the fact that the old knows the history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not entirely about the history because they've known the history, but they haven't changed the history because it's not all about knowing the history. You have to change it too so that it addresses the current. Because you can't have the history holding the future in suffocation. You can't have the history holding us back. You know, you need to move forward. So it can't be a question of whether you know history or you don't. But the history is important, but it doesn't have to be a tool that is used for the future. So we have to remake history, reshape it so that it fits into in the current context and in the current generation. But I must say that as young people, I think, you know, I've always spoken about social cohesion, national healing. These are critical questions, you know, which I think find the root in terms of why young people find themselves being labeled as political violence, you know, comrades. Why? Because this nation is torn down. This nation is, the social fabric is woven, it's so broken, such that, you know, you can't stand having a member of a different party next to you or having a person who has a different idea next to you. So it's a matter of tolerance that has been destroyed fundamentally by those that are governing. So under that context where the society is clearly torn down, the society is broken down, the social fabric is totally collapsed. So you have a young person who comes in finding those that environment, growing up in that environment. So it's the environment that has made young people to be perceived as politically violent people. Whilst we, that's where the root comes in, to say we have grown up in a highly polarized society. We have grown up in a society where there are historical atrocities like the Kukurawundis, like the electoral violence going on. So that's how we have grown up. That's how society has nurtured us. That's how society has groomed us to think that politics is all about violence. Politics is all about this that has been happening, that has been happening historically. So for me, it's the environment that has to be changed. A narrative that must include peace, a narrative that can show a different type of politics where there is tolerance, a culture that is defined by young people coming in and also ushering in the level of tolerance and engaging, believing in the global context that, you know, it's, this is just one village. We might have different views, different opinions, but those opinions, they don't make a difference in the bigger goal that you want. So we have to change the environment. We have to change the system of governance such that it's accommodative. And also we have to address the social fabric. When I say the social fabric, I mean the growing tensions that are happening in different spectrums of society, the tribal conflicts, political conflicts, religious conflicts, because we're a nation of conflicts. Though they are not violent conflicts in most cases, but there are a lot of tensions happening between us as a nation. So we need to redefine those so that if the environment becomes conducive for a person to achieve their full and best potential in a manner that is peaceful, in a manner that is progressive, in a manner that addresses the fundamental questions of this country. So as long as we have a polarized environment, young people will always be viewed as violent people because that's how the environment has been defined. Mm-hmm. So there is a lot that is put. It's not necessarily about young people. Politics itself has been a game of violence. a lot of even making profit in this country needs a level of violence. So it's not entirely about young people. It can't be pinned on or crucified on young people, but it's a national question that is systematically embedded in the culture of governance of this country that needs to be resolved. So you cannot separate young people and say, no, it's because they are violent. But the persons who orchestrate this violence are those that are at the top echelons of power. So when those that are at the top echelons of power are the ones who are enforcing this violence, then they claim that young people are the implementers of violence. Of course, young people should be implementers of government policy. Young people should be implementers of how the country goes forward. But if the head is thinking about violence, then the young people is going to implement violence. The fish grows from the head. So we need to address it from that level, from the head, but also addressing the political environment and the culture of politics in our country. That's where I believe comes in the root of political violence and the nature of violence in this country.
Now, let's talk a little more about the turnout of the voter registration in Zimbabwe. Yes. From time to time, including from political analysts, we hear that when we focus on the young demography in Zimbabwe, the turnout is relatively low, lower than they have expected. Now, when we speak to several analysts, they give us different reasons, but one of the biggest reasons that seems to resonate across all our regions is that a lot of young people in Zimbabwe are still undocumented. They don't have identity documents.
Yes.
They don't have birth certificates. How big is such an issue, and what's the best way to address it?
Thank you for that question. I think it's really fundamental, and it's something that has been a hindrance to our democracy. It's something that has been shunning away the voices of a lot, millions of young people. I tell you, it's not necessarily that they are, it's about societies. You look at, there are some that are called alien people, you know, that, you know, were born in Zimbabwe, but their parents were out, you know, from Mozambique, some from Malawi, from different countries. Those people, they are not documented. They don't have documents. So you have a whole population, especially in Matabele and North, that is of that nature. So the bulk of them are not documented. They don't have documents because their parents were not from Zimbabwe. So that has been a crisis. And at some point, their parents have passed on. But still, they have no passport. So these are generations that are not documented, generations that are not fully citizens of this country. Yet they are citizens of this country in many ways. But I must say that, you know, this issue of IDs, I think it has been something that we have been lamenting about for quite a long time. The identity crisis that we have in this country is very huge. So I think for me, going forward, government must be pressured in terms of making sure that, you know, they provide, you know, the basic needs in terms of the identity documents. You can't be trying to elevate, you know, going to e-passport without giving a person an ordinary ID, you see. So we are speaking, selling dreams, but forgetting that we are supposed to address the fundamentals, which are the basic things, like proper ID. Each person is entitled to have one, especially for a citizen of Zimbabwe. So that question needs to be addressed. And I think also the civil society and different political parties must play their part in making sure that information is given out to a lot of people, especially where there is access to get such IDs. And also political parties, civil society must come together to pressure the government and the relevant institutions to be able to provide these, you know, essential documents. Because we don't exist if we are not documented. So we have a lot of people, millions who are not existing. And just imagine the harm that it's causing in our democracy, even in our economy, even socially. So this is a very important question that must be resolved in agency. So I think for me, IDs are important, and there must be stations, decentralized stations. Not that in Matabele you must only have Bulawayo and Wange being the ones that are giving IDs, but each and every local community, local town, must have the capacity to do so, so that there's widespread of IDs that are being produced. People have access. Because the question that we are facing now is of access. People don't have access. You can't travel all the way from Vinga to go to Wange or to other town to get an ID. It has to be done locally. That's why I think for me, the most important and fundamental issue is strengthening the community. If you strengthen the community, give the community capacity, give the community to run on its own, give the community that level of capacity to be able to even, you know, have community enterprises, community development, all those things, they are not something of fallacy, but these are things of reality that need to be addressed so that each community can have access to register its own people because they are known in those communities. You can't have someone in Harare coming to issue birth certificates in Victoria Falls where they don't know the history of the place, they don't know the historical developments that have been happening, the migration that has been happening in those different areas. So we need a localized development where each community is responsible for its own upbringing, where each community is there and answers the critical questions of their time and of their community.
Mm-hmm. Now, what other things are deterring the young people from coming out in their numbers to register to vote?
Yes, thank you for asking that question. Just to take you just hours back in Kwekwe, you know, as you may know that the opposition party, Citizens Coalition for Change, just lost, you know, people from a rally, you know. So that on its own must tell you of the nature of political violence, the nature of the political culture that scares away a lot of young people. Because we're a peaceful country, we're a peaceful generation who believe in ideas, not violence. So when you resort to violence instead of putting ideas on the table, it shuns away a lot of young people. You know, it scares them away in terms of participating in politics. So we need, number one, a healthy politics where we are having people flowing in terms of ideas, not in terms of muscles and prowess or violence. Because we can't be in a country that, you know, glorifies violence, but we must be a country that glorifies ideas of progress, ideas that can bring this country forward. So that's what we must be. So it's a matter of defining the culture of politics that we want, which is totally, totally, you know, which doesn't include violence at its core. Elifigayo, kuma processes achieneyo eZimbabwe. Ngakhangela ku legislative, eParliamente, ku judiciary, emacourt ethu, executive, presidium yethu. Kumele ilizwi lethu lifike khona ngayo. Ngakho siyabona ukuthi emva sokwenzakale ama recalls, ebathi khona ama recalls abantu bemthetho. Ama recalls la asekhiphe abantu abakhethwa ngabantu beZimbabwe. So okutsho ukuthi iParliament ayisela abantu abaningi ababekhethwe ngabantu. So okutsho ukuthi abantu abaningi abasamelelwanga eParliament. Ngakho-ke thina sithi kuqakathekile ukuba iParliament ibe balanced, iParliament ibe lama views from abantu abachiyeneyo. Ayingeke ibe iParliament ekhuluma the same language, but sifuna iParliament eba le diversity, iParliament ezwa imbono yabantu abachiyeneyo so that kuyakhwe ilizwe. Ngoba ilizwe aliyakhwa umuntu oyedwa, ilizwe liyakhwa umuntu wonke. So nxa umuntu wonke engekho involved, nxa umuntu wonke engakhulumanga, nxa umuntu wonke engafaka ngelizwi lakhe, then akula lizwe liyakhwayo, because wonke umuntu kumele efake i-contribution yakhe ukuze ilizwe liye phambili. Izitina eziyakha umuzi ziningi, angeke uyakhe ngesitina esisodwa. So zonke izitina ziqakathekile ngokuchiyana kwazo, kumele zichiyane but ziyakha umuzi ukuze ubambe uqine. So ngakho-ke i-by-election iqakathekile ukuthi ilizwi lethu njengama-citizens lizwakale, kube lama representatives avela kithi esiwakhethileyo.
Kukhetho lolu sikhangela ukubona abantu abaningi abasakhulayo bengena kukhetho lolu bencintisa. Kuqakathekile okungakanani ukubona abantu abasakhulayo abaningi besidlayi labo bafisa ukungena kukhetho lolu?
Ya, abantu abontanga, I think kuqakathekile ngoba sokuyisikhathi, you know, sikhula sasitshelwa kuthiwa singabakhokheli bakusasa. Ikusasa lethu selifikile, asingeke sibe lokho sitshelwa kuthiwa singelakusasa. Siyaze siguge phela ikusasa lingakafiki. So kumele ikusasa lethu sibe kwase sifikile isikhathi sokuyiso sonesi. So sokumele siqase ukuthatha ama-spaces ethu, sokumele siqase ukuthatha ama-position ethu, ngoba la ama-position ngawethu. Ungakhangela bona abakhona kathesi, omnangagwa, ochiwenga, bonke labana bangena besesengontanga. umnangagwa bangena ugovernment bela bo 30 years 20 years umjoyce mjulu so we are really say thina ukuthi singene in those spaces we so isikhathi sesifikile and we are not apologetic ngakho lokho ukuthi isikhathi sesifikile so kumele abantwana beqase ukuthatha ispaces abo ngoba lezinye zabo it's part of what we call their inheritance so awunyeke ube lokhu ufihlela abantwana inheritance yabo lokhu uyidla wena phezulu khona ngayo so ontanga somaye beqase ukuthatha indawo yabo a rightful position because we lead in izwe lawo make change because umhlaba uyatshintsha into ziyatshintsha emhlabeni there are a lot of developments ayenzakalayo indaba ye-technology indaba yendlela osogavenwa ngayo amabhuku asekhona ama-syllabus asekhona into ezitshintshayo otshengisa ukuthi umhlaba uyatshintsha ngakho nxa into zitshintsha le leadership kumele itshintshe so ayisonto omele kuhlale kule leadership eyodwa from January to December umhlaba kumele utshintshe izinto kumele zitshintshe le leadership kumele itshintshe so it's the time for young people isikhathi sabatsha abatsha somele bethathe kuwo
isikhathi sesesiyong mangoye bafo bengicela ukuthi uphosele amazwi akho okugcina kubalaleli bonke abalaleli lelo
ngiyabonga kakhulu ukunginika i-opportunity leyi ngithi mina ilizwe lethu kathesi liku-crisis enkulu kakhulu endleleni eziningi politically socially economically so kufuna ama-citizens aqalise uku-raise ama-voices abo kufuna ama-citizens abe lokukhalipha lokuhlakanipha in terms of ukuletha ama-solutions ayenzele izethu le phambili ngakho ke asambeni out in our numbers siregister ukuvota siparticipate on the day and vote on the day sidefende ivote yethu siya phambili ngoba akula muntu ozasinika ama-solutions elizwe lethu ngaphandle kwethu akula muntu ozalungisa ilizwe lethu ngaphandle kwethu so isikhathi sosonesi opportunity yona le ispace yesona lesi asisithatheni sihambe phambili silungise ilizwe lethu ngiyabona
ngiyabonga bafor thank you so much for taking time out to be with us we really appreciate it and it's
thanks a lot Mike.
Bongo kamuri eZimbabwe kune munhu wese ane super pachirongwa chemichewe chidiki mapa kunzwa hurukuro yatakaita na Ashley Punye wechidiki mururi wekodzero dzeve chidiki angachizeya achitsanangura kamaundo ake pane nyaya dzakasiyana siyana achi kurudzira vechidiki kuti anzaiwa budai nehondo yenyu muchinonyoresa kundovhota atsanangura zvekare kuti sarudzo idzi dzemaby-elections isarudzo dzakadii uyezve ndivanani vachange vachiwana mukana wekundovhota ndivanani vachange vachiwana mukana wekukwikwidza musarudzo dziri kuuya idzi atsanangura zvekare maondro ake nezvenyaya yekuti nemaondro ake anoona kuti vechidiki vakagadzirira here kutora matanho apo tiri risa nyaya dzemuparamende nyaya dzekutungamira nyika kuva mutungamiriri wenyika uyezve nyaya dzekupinda mulocal office mumunicipality saka ndiwo kamaondero avapfunye vanoti aiwa vechidiki nguva yasvika hanzi tagara tinongoudzwawo sevechidiki kuti hanzi gadzirirai ramangwana gadzirirai mangwana zvino bhevero rarira hanzi vechidiki nguva yenyu ndiyo yasvika manje pindai musarudzo hanzi vapfunye vacho zvekare nemaondero avo zvinotaurwawo nevamwe munyika vachiti aiwa iwo nemaondero ravo munhu mukuru ndiye ega ane masimba ekutungamira nyika anoti aiwa bodo izvozvo hazvisi chokwadi imi munozvionawo sei muri yezimbabwe nyurai macomments papeji redu repavoa shona apo pachiri kutepfenyura pari zvino tiripo zvekare pavoa studio 7 saka kana muripo muchionawo chirongwa chedu pavoa studio 7 nyurai maondero enyu pane zvenyaya yatiri kukurukura. But that was on the discussion in Muriel, Zimbabwe. Thank you there to Mr. Ashley Punya, who took time out to be with us. As we continue the program, let's head over to a tip that we have, whereby VOA correspondent Ezra Chisa-Spanda was in Bulawayo, and he had the opportunity to speak to young people who had just registered to vote, and they were explaining why they find it so important that young people partake in this program. So let's head over to that conversation.
Yes, finally in Bulawayo, we've seen quite a number of youngsters registered to vote. What's your name?
Katinda. Katinda.
Katinda.
Yeah.
And?
Priscilla.
Priscilla. And what's your name?
Tafara.
Tafara. These are youngsters coming to register to vote. Why have you decided to register as voters?
I just want to exercise my rights. so that I can make an impact.
So, okay. So you are looking forward to 2023 elections?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to 2023.
So, but looking around, do you see youth in Bulawayo registering, or you are just few of you?
As of now, we are quite a few, but I just encourage the youth to register and also that they can exercise their rights as citizens of Zimbabwe.
Mm. And, Tavare, so you registered to vote. Is your first time to register to vote?
This is my first time.
And how old are you?
I'm 22.
22. What can you say to the youth of Zimbabwe?
I can just say people of age who can vote, people 18 and above, they should register to vote. They should do control the youth and exercise their rights and voting so that they can make their own decisions.
Normally, young girls are growing up, they're trying to register to vote. Why did you decide to register to vote?
That's when I just know that my voice is my right. I have to participate in the elections. My voice has to be made in the country. I have to choose the president that I want to give. President that I want to be the president for the
20 years. And I can see you're still looking very young. How old are you?
19.
So you're excited to vote in next year elections?
Yeah.
Okay, I know. Some of your ex-groups in Bulawayo here, most of them, they are just like saying, nah, there's no need for me to vote, it doesn't help. What do you say to them?
I encourage them to vote, to register to vote. They have to express their rights.
Okay. And what are you doing in life now?
I'm a student at NASH, doing biochemistry.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm also a student at NASH.
Student NAS.
Yeah.
And they're also student in NAS.
NAS. Yeah.
So the university guys are coming out to register to vote.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck to you. Thank you so much.
I guess Tanubonga or Ezra Jesus Banda, who took to the streets of Bulawayo, wanted to Zetunga, speaking to the youth of the nation there, as they focused on the importance of going out there to register to vote. They had just registered to vote, and so they're speaking to Ezra there about their entire initiative, what motivated them, and of course, they delve deeper into why it's important that young people come out in their numbers to partake in this. Now, Sipiba, uhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo eMorris Zimbabwe, as we wrap up tonight's discussion, I have a conversation with a young person who is partaking in the upcoming by-elections under the CCC, which is the Citizens Coalition for Change. Tonight, we're joined by Alec Tabe, who is competing in Ward 4, Kumashingoko, where for a local office in the municipality. So let's head over to that conversation that I had with Alec and I was joined by Alec via telephone. We had a conversation about everything we touched on. So let's hear more from Alec, who talks to me about his campaign and other related issues.
So far, I've been having a robust campaign. I've been visiting church congregates and various institutions. We saw it as a noble idea. I think churches play a very pivotal role in terms of spreading the gospel of elections. And also, we saw it as important that if we can even approach the churches, we define ourselves. You know, this CCC is a new movement. So we thought it's also important for us maybe to visit all the institutions, including stakeholders, opinion leaders, church leaders, church congregants, also urging registering please, whereby we've been urging the church congregants, those who have not yet registered yet, to go and register to vote. Also to take matters to do with the elections a step ahead.
Now tell me something, Alec. You're a very young gentleman who's looking to vie for public office. I like having this conversation a lot with young people, especially those that are into politics. When we look at a country like Zimbabwe, do you think there's space for young people in politics?
Thank you so much. I think you've raised a very critical issue. As a young people, as a young generation, I think this disparity whereby the inclusion of youth in a matter to do with the politics and do with an issue to do with the men's politics, and it's been that gap for some time. So I think also as young people, it's now becomes our responsibility that we have to take this committee accountable. We should also make sure that we come up and raise serious concerns that also as young generation, we should be given another share, a bigger chunk in terms to do with the decision making. You know, it's very unfortunate, especially in Zimbabwe, political space has been closed, has been shattered down. Youth of the day have been taken as the holy guns, they be used to maybe to, in terms of to do violence in etc. But in terms to be given to be accorded an opportunity, maybe to have a constitution and to do with the national mainstream politics, it has been a problem for some time. Mm-hmm. But also, so we are saying we are now aging. Our youth advocate that youth of the day, they have to be part of the mainstream politics.
Whilst we're on the discussion of youth, and I like that you kind of touched on violence there. We have had reporters take to the streets of Zimbabwe where they've spoken to your electorates, not just in Mashingo, but across the whole nation, about whether or not they're likely to pick an older candidate or a younger candidate. And of course, we've received mixed reviews, where some say they want an older candidate because of what you just mentioned there, that a lot of young people are associated with violence, and they also feel as though older candidates understand the history of the nation better. And of course, they feel as though they show better leadership skills. Others are disappointed in general in Zimbabwean politics. They feel failed by older generations, but they can't trust the younger generations. Because once again, like you just alluded to, the younger generations a lot of the times are linked to violence when we're talking about politics. So as a young person who's vying for public office, what do you think can be done to change the opinions of the electorate so that they can start having more faith in young leaders?
I think to start on, the biggest challenge in Zimbabwe is an alarming rate of unemployment. You know, most of the youth in Zimbabwe, some of them are very educated, they are degreed people, they are professional people. But I think both there are no jobs in Zimbabwe. You know, the youth are now left vulnerable. You know, they don't have capacity, they don't have the source of incomes. I can tell you, we've been having challenges of mobilizing resources so that we can even try and stand our ground and occupy this. Powerful positions. You know, our faces, our pockets are not very thin. You know, sometimes that's why you also realize that they would, most of the youth they become victims of political violence. Why? Because they are now being used with those people with fat pockets to channel their echoes. But I think also it's also of paramount importance that I think youth of the day, they have to be incapacitated. They have to be given those life skill projects. They have to be employed so that, you know, in terms of contribution towards the country, in terms of towards country, towards maybe issue to do with the local governments, I think we will be better positioned. But it's very unfortunate that because you are incapacitated, we don't have much resources, even to just to campaign. For example, I can tell you, we've been running around trying to mobilize resources so that we can have the campaigning materials, we can have the t-shirts and everything, so that we also try to position ourselves as youth. But the bigger challenge that you're having is that in Zimbabwe and across Africa, there's this disparity. That, you know, there's this gap between the youth and the other wing, you know. So I think it becomes a contributing factor.
Now, to zone back to Mashingo, Ward 4, where you are vying for public office. Earlier on, you mentioned that you're part of the CCC, which is a new political party. But with I guess you have roots in the MDC Alliance, which is where you started off. Now, granted, your city has predominantly been led by young people. I know the former councillor was Godfrey Kurawone, and who at the time were all part of the MDC Alliance. Why should the people vote to have you guys back in office as a CCC?
In terms of my background, I think I joined MDC way back, by then I was young. It was 2000 during the referendum process. 2008, I was voted to be the organizing secretary for Youth Assembly for Ward 4. Then I didn't stop there. I did a diploma in human resources management at the Mashungo Polytechnic College. Way 2010, I was voted the SRC president for the college. 2011, I was voted to be the Zimbabwe National Student Union legal affairs secretary at national level. The post which I occupied for 1 year before I joined the secretariat for MDCT by then, which was led by by the late Honorable President Mr. Tsvangirai. But this is when I joined the secretariat as the provincial administrator for MDC, the whole of my province, for up to 2015. Before I left, I joined the political structure. In terms of just my background, I've been trying to nurture myself so that I try to grow myself so that I can occupy a better position. So far, you know, I think I've been having a lot of activities on the ground. I've been trying to assist the community. I've got a very good rapport relationship with the civic society organizations. We've been working together, putting a drive to make sure that I think we try to force, try to educate people so that they see the benefit of change in Zimbabwe, especially looking at our generation, looking at the situation in Zimbabwe, where we are facing a lot of victimizations as youth, where there's an alarming rate of unemployment in Zimbabwe. So by then, I've been also working with the church communities, the opinion leaders, maybe trying to give a robust roadmap or base. Can you assist the community, especially where I'm based in Ward 4? I've been staying in Ward 4 since I was young, since 1997.
What strategies do you have in mind, or what are you proposing for the residents of Mashungo?
So far, the first thing, I should also make sure that I will advocate for the empowerment of women and youth in various initiative programs, at various platforms, maybe to try and come up with maybe other stakeholders so that they can break that impasse that have been there for decade of years. Secondly, I will make sure that there's a proper service delivery system in Ward 4 and at Mashungo Urban Village. We look at issues to do with clean water, maintenance of waste pipes. Then the other issue, I think with networking, I also try to look at the vulnerable people living in the wards, assisting the community, that the elderly people, the orphans, the childhood families. Then the other issue I'll be also going through the ward of Ward 4, all those that are in a dilapidated state. You know, the road network system in urban, especially Ward 4, is not good. You know, I understand. I think there's been that gap. You are aware that Mr. Kurawone Godfrey was recalled for some time, and Mashungo City Council has received the funds through devolution government to try and to upgrade those roads. So I think Ward 4 was lacking behind because there's no Sabadu pushing for the maintenance of those roads. Then the other issue, our advocates that there's a proper clean water in Mashungo Urban, Mashungo Ward 4 and other across the board. Also, the construction of a community hall is one of my key priorities.
Okay, Mkoma Alec, Monokwani, Magasununguka, Timbo Zanya in Rimiro Amai Nation.
No, it's okay, Nagasununguka.
Ngatimbo Zanya in Rimiro Amai. Ntutangaka Neje, Chongwacheng, Pomogucha Garutsi Giro, revanhu vemu Ward 4 kumasvingo uko.
No tinotenda. Chokutanga tine donzvo rokutsvaga rutsigiri kubva kuvagari vo Ward 4. Takadotanga tatova nenguva tavapinda mundima. Takanga tipo kwengo yakareba tachishanyira kumachurches tichitsvaga rutsigiro tichibatsanangura nezvenyaya yeXCC tichibatsanangura nokukosha kuti vanhu vakwanise kuti panguva yesarudzo vanhu vakwanise kuwana nguva yokuti vaendewo vanovhotavo vatsvage mutungamiri wavanoshuvira kuti vangada kuti ave mudunhu. Tinovimba kuti kunzvimbo inowanikwa vanhu voruzhinji vakawandisa ndiko kumakereke. Saka takanga netimu yangu neboka rangu tiri kushanyira madzikereke, tiri kushanyira mafundisi, tiri kushanyira vakuru venharaunda tichivadzidzisa, tichida kuti vakurudzirowo vatendi vavo kuti vakwanise kuwana mukana wokuti vaya vasati vakwanisa kuunda kunoregistra kuvhota vakwanise kuinda vano nemapepa avo anodiwa anova bepa ringava bepa remvura nechitupa chavo kuti vakwanise kuunda vanokwanisa kuwana mukana wokuti vakwanise kuvhota.
Chiudzaiwo vateereri kunyanya vagari vemunharaunda yemu Ward 4 kumasvingoko kuti zvii zvamakatarisira kuvaitira mukawana mukana wekupindawo mukanzuro.
I think chokutanga chatinofaa kuti tada kuimbisa vagari mu Ward 4 ndechokuti ndichagadzisa mugwagwa yese mu Ward 4. Mugwagwa yedu yemu Ward 4 haina kumira zvakanaka. Saka idonzvo rangu rokuti denge mugwagwa iyoyo taigadzirisa yakuti vanhu kuti mota dzedu vana vemunharaunda vafambe zvakanaka. Chechipiri chandovimbisa nechokutizvo, tichagadzisa ishu yokuti vagari vemunharaunda vakwanisa kuwana mvura yakachena, vakwanisa kuwana mvura nguva dzose. Maintenance kuri kugadziriswa kweati masuwa pipes kana achinge atsemuka. Tinoda ndikuvimbisa vagari vokutizvo nenguva diki diki tichange tichitarisa nyaya idzodzo. Rimwe dozvo randinaro ndirokuti munharaunda medu meward 4 ndinoshuvira yangu yokutizvo pese patine pari kuitwa zvemabasa emaoko, mubato emaoko, kungava kuveza, vanoita zvokutengesa, tinoda kuti nzvimbo dzavanoshanyira dzive dzine dzakavandudziwawo, tiisewo kuti mushaina tiisewo maproper structures okuti vanhu vakwanisa kuwana kushanda pakanaka, pane zvimbuzi nemvura yakachena.
All right, Mr. Tabit, let's wrap up here our conversation in English. I want to talk a little more about the voter registration process right now. We're seeing, as you are doing, you are courting a lot of young people to come out to register to vote. However, the turnout to date has been very, very low, considering the amount of young people who should be registered voters. When we've spoken to analysts, they've given different reasons, but one of the biggest reasons they say is that young people are facing a situation whereby a lot of young people can't register to vote because they don't have identity documents. We're talking about birth certificates and they don't have IDs. Is that the case in Mashingo? Have you met young people who are in this situation?
Yeah, I think we've been looking around in Mashingo province as a way of mobilizing young people across the board to go and register to vote. I think the biggest challenge that young people are facing maybe is to do with the identity documents. We've been also trying to engage the registry, the DA, so that we can come up with a strategy how best can you assist the community to get those vital documents. It's true. It's a matter of concern, but I think we've been opening up avenues so that those who don't have those particulars, they're being accorded an opportunity to get those particulars. It's not easy. You know, our regime sometimes is also trying to resist, I think, the democratic right of people to get those necessary documents. But we've been pushing. We are pushing. While we're doing red shows in OWAS, where we're advising people urging young people, urging people to go and register to vote, also to prepare for the by-election, which is going to be held soon. So I think you have also raised a very critical issue, but we are pushing.
Now, as we wrap up here, what last words would you have for our audience?
To start with, I think I urge young people, the young generation, to take serious in matters to do with the elections. Was our future is determined by how we take issues to do with the election as a series of matter of concern. But you know that could be good here. Eva Karivese, Munaraunda Kutaiwa. But now register to vote. Let's go and register to vote. Come 26 March. Gati bude no one who do. Tinde tino vota. Kuti those that are not nyika yedu no fokwa ne barated. Fokwa na rusununguko. Saka shure yedu ndiyo kuti katika batana tinokunda.
Shout out there to Mr. Alec Tabe, a young person there who's competing in the upcoming by-elections. Uba umkhokheli we council angale award for emashingo. So yena uchazisile ngempela ukuthi njengosakhulayo ukhangela ukwenza okuningi okujonge ukuthuthukisa abasakhulayo, okujonge ukuthuthukisa abomama, okujonge ukulungisisa inhlupho ezibhekane loZulu jikelele emashingo, ikakhulukazi eward 4 nxa sesikhangela udaba lokuswelakala kwemisebenzi, nxa sesikhangela udaba lokudodwa kwengcekeza irabi isho ngempela ukuthi hayi yena nxa esekhethiwe ukungena ku-council ukhangele lokulungisisa zonke lezinto. Alikubona njani silukantaba lina selibhalisile na njalo liyazi na ukuthi ngibani ozabe encintisa for ama by elections in your area, if and most importantly if your area has a vacant post. Do you know the candidates? If that person is young, we're looking to have them on our platform. Also, I'm reaching out to all the women candidates that are going to be competing in the upcoming by-elections. If you are a female candidate and you're looking to be on our program, please reach out to me, be it via email, mhove@voanews.com, or you can reach out to me on Instagram and Twitter @MikeHove_. I repeat, all female candidates, all young female candidates that are participating in the upcoming by-elections, I am calling out, please do reach out to me. Uze sibe lani, uze libuye lapha kuhlelo labasakhulayo, lixoxe lathi, so that other people get to understand more about your campaign. So if you're a young female and you're running in the upcoming by-elections, please do reach out. Bona ndoba lamhla, mthakazo moshe Zimbabwe moshe tshika kumagumo echoba chedu cha Nasi. Shout out there to Mr. Ashley Punye, Alec Tabe, and every single person who contributed towards our show. Namhlanje sithanda ukubonga lani zulukandaba, you our loyal listeners. Shout out to you for taking time out to be with us pano pachirongwa chedu chebechidiki as we delve deeper talking about the upcoming March 26 by elections and of course Zimbabwe's voter registration program. My time is up, Muriel Zimbabwe. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokuba lani kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Shout out to all my guests for joining us and you our loyal listeners. Let's meet same time, same place. Kano Panepinyuri Studio 7. Mzagazoni West Studio 7. And here begins Ayo next Tuesday. Ano Kunikai Nemfaro. I go by the name of Mike Fove. Once again, for those that are looking to reach out to me, reach out to me on social media, Twitter and Instagram @MikeFove_. Ikama, you Mike Fove. Zimbabwe Moshe. Zimbabwe Moshe. So, Sangana Nye Bigez Ayo. Bye bye.